Welcome everyone to Commissioner's Court today. We're so glad you're all here. And we'd like to begin today. Is there someone here who would volunteer to give our invocation, our opening prayer, if you would please? And then would stand with us and lead the pledges. Is there someone here who would do that?
Tammy?
Then if you'll indulge me, I will do it, and I will lead the pledges. Let's all stand together. Heavenly Father, you have brought us here today to do the work that needs to be done in Montgomery County for the benefit of all of the people. Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom, that you'd give us uncommon understanding. Father, we as a court need favor from the people, and to do what is right, just, and fair. I pray that you would guide us in that. Now, Lord, as we go through each of these items today, just ask for your blessing upon us and all those who are in attendance, and all the good things that will come as the result of today's work here in court. I also want to recognize Commissioner Metz. He has been with us. He's served this county for 20 years as judge and 4 years as a commissioner, and we thank you for his life and what it has meant to so many people and the contribution he's made. So now, Lord, we ask you bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you would join me in the pledges, first to the American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you, and you may be seated. All right, let the record reflect today that all are present here today. And also, I need a motion, if I would please, gentlemen, to approve the agenda for Commissioner's Court. Do I have a motion?
Move.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this time, we have opportunity for our citizens to make comment concerning items that are either on the open agenda or on the consent agenda. If you would like to make comment, we acknowledge and you can come up to the podium. And if you would, remember, state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes, of which we keep a timer on it. Commissioner, if you will keep that and help us. And 3 minutes on that. And if you'd like to give something to us here at the dais, that you would ask permission to approach the dais. So with no further ado, are there any citizens here who would like to make comments on any issues, either on the open or... Yes. Yes, you may. Yes, come forward.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. We have something to pass out. Can we approach the bench?
Yes, we state your name for the record and the
Lori
item that
Clifton,
you want to address.
Precinct 13.
Lori?
Thank you. Item number E1A. Reappointment of Jeff Cunningham and Larry Smith for Montgomery County Emergency District 10. We are asking that you not reinstate them. You're going to be given a packet, and the first page of the packet is kind of speaking to reasons why not to. Bottom line is that the minutes have not been done for 6 months. The second page that you have that says you'll see a public information request by me requesting minutes from April 1st to present, well, that was September, and the following page is their attorney, Jeff Peeler, stating that he has given me minutes from July 14th through September 8th. The following page after that shows that April's minutes were actually posted in October. That was after my public information request because they had 10 days to get their minutes done from April. The following page shows you in the minute items that there are no minutes for May as well as June. Currently, June 9th and 23rd are still missing. The following page shows you that there's actually agenda items, and they have held meetings those days. The next page will show you the only proof that we have that they held those meetings. This is the minutes. There are no typed minutes. This is what the minutes look like per my public information request. I requested handwritten minutes. This is all we have for May. There's no proof online that the meetings took place other than the agenda. There are no minutes. So May's minutes per my public information request still have not been done, and either has June. Larry Smith, and I send you June's minutes as well. This is what our minutes look like. There's nothing written down. The following page, so the very last page there, you'll see our recommendation. This board used to be 2/3 firefighters, and now it's all citizens, which we're okay with, but those citizens do not have firefighter experience. The last page is a list of firefighters that have already agreed and been vetted to take the position as ESD Fire Commissioner. To represent their firefighters as well as our community. There are some citizen names on the bottom. If you need their phone numbers, I'd be happy to help you with that as well. But I provide you with some, five citizens that you can look at and vet. Any other questions or any questions? Okay. Also, you'll see that there's a petition there for 60 people backing me up and representing me. Thank you.
Lori, thank you very much. Appreciate you bringing that to us. All right, is there anyone else? Yes, sir. You'd state your name for the record and the item on the agenda that you'd like to address.
Yes, sir. My name is Steve Seiler. I'm with the Cape Malibu Water Supply Corporation. I'm here to talk about the partial replate of Lot 8, San Jacinto Gardens subdivision. Breaking it from one lot to three lots.
And I believe that for a public hearing, it'd be better if you would wait for a public hearing.
Okay.
Correct.
I didn't understand.
So that the record's reflecting.
Yes, sir. Correct. I'll go sit down again.
Yeah, we'll recess for public hearing, and you'll have a chance to make comment.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else? Yes. Commissioner-elect Matt Gray.
Go ahead and start my timer.
Go ahead.
I'd like to start off and recognize you, Commissioner Metz, for your service to East Montgomery County as JP and this term as commissioner. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Proud to fill the seat after you. Gentlemen, I'd like to go ahead and address item D1 and also 14B1. It's for a funding agreement for on and off ramps at 99 with LJA. I'm happy to, I don't have an issue with LJA or the project or anything like that. I'm coming to you, the court, to ask that you just defer this to give my staff and myself a chance to review my budgets, whether it be a bond account or our operating budgets and accounts, and just give me a chance at seeing where we're at and making some decisions on it and seeing where that falls. So, like I said, there's no problem. I got no quarrel with the people providing the work or the job that's being discussed. I just want the same thing that any one of you would want, a chance to review it and to go through it with my staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner-elect. All right, is there anyone else? Yes, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Lieutenant Commander Bruce Hansen, 35-year member of the United States Navy, retired. I'm in Precinct 4, and I would like to request that at the intersection of Walker Road, both north and south, and State Highway 105, that we have a turn signal that has the flashing yellow.
With all due respect, is this an item that is on the agenda?
No, sir.
Okay. At the very end, we have a spot, if you would. Yeah. Right now, we're addressing issues that are either on the consent or open agenda. But we do appreciate you coming.
Okay, Judge. Thanks.
All right. So we will see you a little bit later. All right. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to make comment this morning? If there is none, then let's move forward in our agenda. County Clerk has presented minutes and some amendations to the minutes, items A and item B. Is there any objection to this at all from anyone on the court? If there is not, then I'll entertain a motion to accept both A and B. We have a motion and second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Now, on the consent agenda, there is one change in verbiage on page 8 of 9 at the top of the page, and that is page 8, S5, under grants and community development. Now, it's a minor issue, but it does need to be mentioned, and that is this. The check number, it says at the top of the page, should read 1401. Considering except check number 1401, it says check number 1400. So I'd like to make that change to that item, turn it to 1401. Are there any other amendments that we need to make?
I'd like to move 92D, and I don't know if the court wants to consider Commissioner-elect Matt Gray's request on 91 A and B to move those to open.
Yes, 9B1, A and B.
What page is that on?
What was the other one?
9D page, I said 92D, and then 9D1, A and B. And I don't know what page because I printed mine differently.
Yeah. Those numbers don't jive.
That would be under precinct 4, correct?
It's under purchasing.
Oh, under purchasing?
Where are you at?
9.
What page are you on?
91.
What page
under
are you on?
Under consent purchasing. One more.
Judge, right there. His first request is on your page 4, 92D. And the second request was...
It's the Motorola CAD.
Oh, there's 92.
Services. Is it dog 2D?
Yeah. Jason, would you come to the microphone, please, for the record?
Try to understand.
I think we all should have the same paperwork. It would make it so much easier.
Commissioner Noack's first request to move to open, correct, was it, Commissioner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on page 4 of your copy, 9D2D on page 4, and the second request is on page 3, 91B is in boy, on page 3 of your copy.
And A, Commissioner, or just B?
That's not working for me.
You got it, everybody?
Mine B is budget office. D is purchasing.
D, yeah, we're saying D like dog.
Okay.
D is in dog.
A, B.
Commissioner, D is in dog.
D.
Yeah, got it. Purchasing.
So the 9D2D is change order number 7 for Motorola Solutions.
Okay.
CAD RMS.
Okay. Well, let's move that, and we'll move that to open. Are there any other changes
That's
to the
only one you have?
We're good. Well, 9D.
The one on?
91B. Yes. Both of them.
Just read it when it comes out.
All right. I'm ready.
All right.
Which one are you going to do first?
Motorola. That's on my mind.
Okay, we need a motion to we're going to move that to open agenda.
Changes.
All right, we have a motion to accept the consent agenda with changes.
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Commissioner.
All right. So on 9D2D, change order number 7 to Motorola Solutions for CAD RMS ancillary software and services through the State of Texas Department of Information Resources contract number DIRSDD1623 to add Command Central Connect for the first year cost of $45,750, years 2 through 5, subscription fee $45,000 for a grand total of $225,750 for information technology. What is the funding source for this?
Commissioner, I reviewed their budget submittal. I did see it in their budget submittal. I believe that they I sent an email to IT director yesterday, Bobby Powell, letting him know I thought there was a funding source. We had talked about this over the summer. I have multiple emails. I did not get a confirmation back from Bobby that he felt that funding source, but I believe the funding source is IT's budget.
Well, I talked to Bobby today, and he said that he thought that you were going to be doing a salary sweep for it. And we should not have items on consent that don't have a funding source, period, end of story, never. So I don't know how that happens, but I understand that it got on here and we need a clear funding source.
What did you say Bobby said what now?
He said that he thought salary sweeps were going to fund it.
Oh.
But even so, we would need that to be clarified. So until we can get a clear funding source, I'd like to defer this item.
There you go. I agree.
Everybody good?
Agree
yeah.
Yep.
So you don't want to defer the item?
Yes, sir.
All right. Next.
Next was the engineering services contract for LJA. I don't know, Commissioner Metz or Court, if y'all have any.
That's funding out of road bond if you're worried about funding.
So you have the funding source. Is that the same thing on?
21 million left in there.
But the very last budget item, I mean, the very last item on the agenda says name a funding source.
That's be funded out of road bonds as well.
Not the same project?
That's the same one that Commissioner Gray talked about.
So they don't need a funding source then?
Not from the county. I've already got that taken care of, and I'll read that.
Okay. It's on the agenda as a funding source.
So he has previous bonding funding.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not throwing any blame. I didn't put the language like that, but the funding force should have been precinct four road bonds. There's ample money in there to take care of that and any of the future needs that they have there as well.
And as far as who the engineer is, if Commissioner Gray wants to make a change when he comes in, he can make that change January 1st, I would assume.
Well, I've already got LJA that's handling that with
for the record,
with
though,
myself
we're,
and with
TxDOT. We are not to 14B1 yet.
No.
Right, okay.
It's just the Engineering Services Valley Ranch in the amount of $1 million for precinct.
We can discuss that in a minute. I'll be glad to discuss that at length. We're already we're neck deep in this project down here now.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, then let's move on. If there's nothing else from the consent that we brought to open, pardon me?
To approve.
The million for Valley Ranch, LJA.
I move on that.
Okay, but the motion is there a second?
On the LJA contract for the off ramps down there. I move on if we need.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I oppose.
I do too. I think it should be.
I'm with all due respect.
Some discussion.
As we come to that item, I think it needs to be discussion on it and commit to. I mean, we're talking 12 days before the next session, before we have our new commissioner.
I was just going to point out the LJA contract is contingent upon an AFA with TxDOT, which is the other agenda item. So it would not be effective unless and until the AFA is approved.
Right. Thank you, BD.
How long have you been working on this, Commissioner Metz?
Quite some time. See, whenever 99 came through, those off-ramps and on-ramps were stubbed out already. And with the things that are going on down there now, it's vitally important to the area with the growth that we're having there to get these finished out and to move forward on it. It's supported by the schools. It's supported by East Montgomery County Improvement District. It's supported by the developers in the area. I haven't had any opposition about moving this forward with these off and on ramps down there for this area. It's going to be wonderful to help move that.
Yeah, and again, off and on ramps, awesome. The question is how we pay. And Commissioner, this is requiring
Precinct 4 road bonds. We have 21 million left in there right now.
It's a road bond project. Was it on your list to do when we first started all
these
roads?
Doesn't have to be.
I mean, when we went out for the road bond, was it on that list?
No, doesn't have to be, Commissioner.
Well, I understand that.
I thought it...
That if you remember, that's 2015.
Yeah.
It wasn't as important 2015 as it is now with the development that we've had there. That's 7 years ago.
I'm sure no way.
I think we should just wait for January 1st for the new commissioner to come in.
That's your opinion. I disagree. There's plenty of money there to take care of it. I'm leaving him in good shape financially. There's plenty of money to take care of the road bond projects that are not finished.
Could I just call the question and move?
Will the AFA have to be rewritten?
No, that's all that's already already laid out.
I think he's asking if it's deferred, right? Would it have to be rewritten?
But the item says on Precinct 4, it says approve advanced funding agreement between Montgomery County, Texas, TxDOT for 100% local funding of westbound ramp. And we, the advanced funding agreement has not yet even been available to look at, has it?
No, it is. The AFA, from our standpoint, is ready. It would not have to be, if you defer the engineering contract, the AFA does not have to be rewritten. We will, if the court approves that today, we'll send it on to TxDOT for their approval. Even though they drafted it, we'll send it on to them for their approval and execution once this court approves it, assuming it approves it at some point. But to address the one question, no. If the engineering contract is not approved today, it does not delay the AFA at this moment.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't affect anything.
It would not. No, it wouldn't affect the AFA. I mean,
and we're talking about just the consent item at the moment.
Correct.
Right. It is morphed into the major
exactly,
item.
So
we have a call for the question.
Yes.
Commissioner's call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
I'm opposed. All right, let's move forward. All right, consider discuss appropriate action on appointment or reappointment of a representative member of one alternative transportation policy committee in HJC. I am currently in that position, have served in that position, and I would like to recommend who has agreed to do this is Matt Gray, and I would remain on as an alternate.
Here. We don't have a clear and concise
path. Did we vote on the consent agenda?
We voted on the consent agenda. Oppose.
We can't.
On the one item.
On the
not
one
the,
item.
Not the consent.
On the one item, but
yeah.
You didn't vote on the whole consent agenda.
No, we hadn't got there yet.
Just on the one
the
item.
Consent.
Just on the one item.
Yeah. 9D1B.
So what about A?
For the $1 million engineering contract, we need to know the count. Who was opposed? Who was for?
Okay. I was opposed.
And
opposed.
B. One we discussed.
Full B.
Those that were opposed, Commissioner Walker, Judge Keogh, and Commissioner Noack, the item failed. Thank you. We need to clarify that for the record.
Got it.
Thank you.
And Judge, I like you being our representative on HGAC TPC. I'm going to make a comment that I tried doing that when I was a first term commissioner, and that's a really impossible task. You are going to be so busy trying to get your precinct in order and just take care of business that I think it's a real challenge. If you want to go for it, that's fine, but I would really like to see you continue.
I'll be glad to do that, and with Matt Gray as an alternate, who can, and with that, 10 meetings. We was a very significant meeting the other day that saved all the small counties big time.
I agree. That's a job.
Okay, do we have a motion? Do we have a motion then? To keep me on as primary, Matt Gray as secondary?
Vote on the consent agenda completely?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that already.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we have a motion.
I move.
Move. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, I'm also on the Gulf Coast Rail District.
And I move that you stay there.
Me too.
Okay.
Second.
and I would like to make Gene Mann as an alternative.
I still move.
Can we do that? All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm going to have another one for you next court.
Yes. Okay. All right, the next item. Consider, discuss, and approve interlocal agreement between Montgomery County and the City of Shenandoah. We have been a project that's been worked on for approximately 20 years. And this is an agreement, an interlocal agreement between the county and Shenandoah to use ARPA monies to fund water and sewer for Tamina. We will have complete water and sewer that will go to each door, each home in the service area. We'll have water. Their on-site sewer, if they have it septic, will be filled and emptied, and with new infrastructure put in for the system. Shenandoah water rates will be passed on to the people, and the project will run through 26 or thereabouts. and then we'll have services in perpetuity. Mayor Escott is with us. Kathy Ryer, and former mayor, is probably watching this on video, but thank you all for being here today. Stand up so everybody can see who you are. They've worked very diligently on this, and it's been a major labor. Commissioner Metz has worked very, very hard on this over there, along with Jean Mann, as she has transferred from his office to our office, and also with my chief of staff, Jason Millsaps. We have the agreement. It'll be ratified on the ours will be signed today, but it'll be ratified by them on the 29th, and then we'll be off and running. So do I have a motion to affect this consideration? But we have a motion from Commissioner. Is there
Judge,
a second?
Judge, if you don't mind, can you please add the funding source as ARPA?
The ARPA, yes. And the funding source is ARPA.
ARPA is the funding source.
And the amount?
$21 million. All right.
And, Judge, I would like to say that when I came on court, this was a conversation that had been had multiple times through many judges, through many commissioners. And Commissioner Metz, this was your idea when that ARPA funding came out, and you found out that you could use ARPA funds to improve water and sewer in a blighted community. And without your leadership, those folks would not have water and sewer coming forward. So that's probably the biggest accomplishment that anybody in this county could have achieved. And I personally want to thank you. I have numerous staff members that live in the Tamina area. This is a life-changing event for them. And I just wanted to tell you thank you. And I want to tell Jean Mann, I know she was a bulldog in getting it all done. And Judge, your office as well.
But I'm
you,
great
you,
job.
You deserve comments? A big round of applause for this.
Thank you, Commissioner, very much. The Bible says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. It's just simply the right thing to do, and so grateful to all that had a part in that. Many meetings, but it's a great accomplishment. Thank you so much for your kind words.
It's monumental. Thank you all. All right, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll second.
Commissioner Walker, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. Well done. Emergency management, Jason.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners. I'll be real brief. We saw this already once. It was the mitigation projects that we were submitting to HGAC just before the final submission and approval. We've been approved. We've been awarded the $60,375,000, but I want to make sure the court is still on board with the project since there is no cost share. And my office has talked to each of the commissioners in the service territory and run through those projects already. Real quickly, I'm just going to skip to the last page that talks about them in total. $60,375,000 total was the award for these projects. It's a little over, just shy of $9 million at 100% funding for Lake Creek, just shy of $15 million for Stewart Creek, and then the East County Watershed and Tributaries, which is Peach Creek, East Fork San Jacinto, Caney Creek. It's a little over $36 million for a total of $60,375,000 at a zero cost match to the county. I just need the authorization to submit under that allocation to HGAC.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
On
is
favor?
This just for improvements in the those stated tributaries?
It's going to, yes, sir. It's going to be, I'll go back through them real quick so you see which ones they were. On Lake Creek, watershed tributary, we'll be taking out removal of vegetation and any debris in the waterway and desilting in some areas. Stewart Creek, we're also doing the same thing as well as providing an armored barrier in the part of the creek where it makes a very severe bend. It's eroding an enormous amount of dirt away, and it's already taken out one road in the River Plantation area. We'll be fixing that and then arming that boundary so it won't erode further. And then the East Creek watersheds, East Fork, San Jacinto, White Oak, Caney Creek, and Peach Creek. And these same thing, removal of vegetation, desilting, desnagging, and getting the flow of water to move faster and not stay behind and impound and cause flooding. So,
Who will be responsible for releasing these funds to the contractors and overseeing the management of the project?
All the mitigation grants traditionally go through OEM, and we work with each commissioner on that. When we have to go out to bid, we work hand in hand with the commissioner's office that's responsible for that.
But right now, this is just a request to get the funding.
Yeah, we've been approved the funding. We've got to submit the final submission.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Have a motion? Is there a second?
Second. I done moved on it once.
Commissioner Riley has moved on.
Again.
Commissioner Nowak is a second. We had discussion.
We're doing good.
Unless the discussion just continues. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jason.
Gentlemen.
Appreciate it very much. At this time, we're going to recess to convene public hearings. Precinct 1.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
12A1, consider the partial replat of Lot 8 of San Jacinto Gardens to be known as Geddes Estates. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to divide one lot into three lots. Up until today, no objections or concerns were received by our office. No HOA has been found, and the plat has been submitted for commissioner's approval by the county engineers under agenda item 13A. Are there any folks here?
Yes.
Speak on that?
Now's your opportunity. If you would, again, as you approach, if you would once again state your name for the record.
Yes, sir. My name is Steve Seiler, and I represent the Cape Malibu Water Supply Corporation. That's right behind that lot. The things that I'd like to say is that originally that lot was approved for the sanitary control easement to protect the grounding and from contamination, and that was originally done on 27 December 09, and that's supposed to carry over with the land as it goes on from one owner to another. So I wanted to make sure that that was put in place, and I have a copy of this original sanitary control easement if somebody wants it.
Well, if you would like to give that to, that would be in precinct 1.
Yes.
If you could give that to the commissioner.
BD, is that the case? I mean, something that's there in 09, would it carry over?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I mean, Journal of the Sanitary Sewer Easements, and this is recorded. It was recorded in 2010. I personally didn't review the plat. Another attorney in the office, presume us and the engineers, I presume it's shown on the plat or either by note or on the plat itself. I'll double check on that. I believe we have the plat here, but it should be, it does run with the land, and so it should not, the replat should not affect it.
Okay, and I've had five things. And the second thing was that in that lot, on the northwest corner of that lot, there's an open well that needs to be abandoned if we're really going to go ahead and continue with the sanitary control easement for the lot itself. It was open before we came on board. We provided water to that lot, and as far as I know, that well was never closed. So that would be the second thing. The third thing that I wanted to ask about is about a year ago, the San Jacinto Gardens recently approved a max for each one of the lot of two properties. Two homes would be put on that lot. If you divide that lot into three pieces, does that mean that six homes can now be in that area? And I ask because there's a limit to the number of homes that I can provide with the water supply for the 2-inch line that goes up into that area. The other thing I wanted to say is that the Water Supply Corporation, our tariff, is supposed to be for residential homes, not commercial, ranches, industrial, and that's included in our tariff. If that's what they intend to do with their property, I'd like to know that. I've talked to the owner of the new property, and they said it's just residential. And another, you may think it's silly, but there's respect for the endangered species. There is a bald eagle. nest right behind where they are, and I'd like to have them be appreciative of the time that they can actually do construction in that area. And the Texas, what's it called, Wildlife, says from October to April they shouldn't really be doing any construction. And we've honored that on the water supply side by not doing any construction with our upgrades for our facilities at that period of time. So here's a copy of this if somebody wanted it, and here's my notes if anybody wanted that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Walker.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Proceed with the vote. Sure. Well, you can. I was just going to point out the sanitary sewer easement is shown on the plat.
Good.
So
yeah, there's two
sanitary control easement, yes.
And in this area is where they have an open well that's supposed to be closed.
Yeah, and that's not something that the platting would affect. It's something that they need to deal with incredibly.
Okay, I just want to say it out loud.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Did we have the information to move forward, BD?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to reconvene at court and take the appropriate action. And we consider and approve the final plat for Guestes Estates. Do I have a motion to approve?
I move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. All right. Commissioner Nowak, precinct?
Yes, sir.
Three.
It's just to consider, discuss, and take action on just restating that the court has appointed me as a representative for the county to work with MCHD and the Montgomery County Public Health District on an agreement for the Montgomery County Hospital District to continue to provide public health services to Montgomery County. We'll come up with an agreement that would need to be voted on by all bodies, and that we would be directing the public health authority or the public health district and the Montgomery County Hospital District to give me any information I may need to make that occur. So I move.
I'll move that. I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Precinct 4.
Now back to the on the issue with the on and off ramps down here, 242 and 99. This will also help relieve the burden at the intersection there. We've been working on this a long time. I've not heard any opposition whatsoever. No remarks from Commissioner Gray at all or any questions about it. The funding, we had money left over from the state taking over 105 over here. They took that off our hands, and so we had funds left over to put toward this project. And it is vitally important. I no opposition again from anyone. Everybody seems to be on board with it. And it's the right thing to do, and the need's not going to be any less because you have a new commissioner coming on board 6 months ago, and it wouldn't have been a question at all about this. The need is still here, and so the funding source is from the precinct for road bonds. The money is there, and I move.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed. All right. Thank you all very much. Are any other citizen comments? Yes, sir. You wanted to come forward. This is your opportunity to come forward and to speak concerning the item. If you would please state your name for the record.
Yes, sir. As stated, Bruce Hansen. And I'm a resident of Precinct 4, and I would like to request that someone look into the possibility of changing the left turn signals on State Highway 105 to North and South Walker to be the intermittent yellow turn when it's clear. I realize that the demographics have exploded in the area. We have a lot more population, and the need for a light there is true. For many years, there was no light there, just a flashing yellow light forever. And then they came in and put in the existing traffic control. In other places within the county, we have the yellow flashing light, and it makes traveling and making turns, especially when there's no traffic, so much nicer. So it's kind of a question is, why is it in some places in the county and it's not there? So that's kind of a question I have. It makes no sense. So that's just something I'd like that the commissioner, incoming Mr. Gray, future Commissioner Gray, would take a look at and possibly change that. Because there is a left turn light, but many times you sit there for several minutes and there's no oncoming traffic.
What was that intersection again?
North and South Walker Road at State Highway 105. Almost exactly in between Conroe and Cleveland.
What's the speed limit on 105 right there?
55, sir.
They won't do it.
Yeah, that's a state.
That's the craziest thing.
Yeah, well, the state for 30 years has been saying they're going to improve 105. And
well, they're working on it.
I've heard the wind blow. They're working on it, but not how much they're improving.
Okay, this is...
I've tried to get flashing yellow on state roads. If it's 50 or 55, they just refuse to do it.
Listen, just for the record, this is not a notice item. We'd be certainly willing to talk to you after the fact, since this is not on the agenda.
Don't text that.
And it must be put out there 72 hours ahead of time.
Yes, sir.
So, in the spirit of doing things the right way, thank you for your comments, and I would invite you to get with the commissioners afterwards.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate the
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming. All right. At this time, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mark.
Oh, yes. Whoa. This is... Did you... On the same item as before?
He's got an open seat now.
I'm sorry?
He's got an open seat to fill.
I'm not interested. I'll fill that seat.
There, yes, we've had the discussion. You had your 3 minutes, and you can discuss with the commissioner afterwards if you'd like.
Judge?
Sure.
I would just like to make a comment about the impending weather that I know that OEM is going to be engaged in watching, but if you have not taken the time to take care of your pets, your plants, and your pipes, you need to do so today or tomorrow at the latest. It's going to get pretty dang cold, and just be prepared.
Thank you.
I just want to thank Commissioner Metz for his service to the county, 20 years plus as a JP and a judge, and I've been honored to work with him for 2 years on the court. He's taught me a lot. And I think he's a fine gentleman. And we're all going to miss him. I promise you that.
For sure. So.
Yeah, I did the same thing, Mitch. I appreciate all you've done. We've been a good friend and helped me a lot. We've helped each other. Been good to Montgomery County. But there's somebody else in here that's been good to Montgomery County that's retiring, too. Darren Bailey.
Darren, oh, that's true.
Good call.
Darren, how long have you been here? So,
indeed, she assured me earlier that she's available for questions.
I do know that she's helped me out tremendously every time I pick up the phone and call. So, Darren, I appreciate everything you've done. Enjoy your retirement and keep in touch, would you? I appreciate that. You can call me, too. I know. Brandon? Glad you have you coming on.
Thank you all, and we all echo those comments very much. I know that there were some predictions about Commissioner Metz and I at the very beginning, and we have developed an awesome relationship, and we genuinely hate to see you go. But thank you for all your service, man. God bless you, and Godspeed. All right. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.